Late last month, large crowds of Sudanese protesters crowded the streets of Khartoum, calling for freedom, peace and justice. Those were the three slogans they raised during the months of massive protests and sit-ins in the lead-up to the bloodless military coup that overthrew the dictator General Omar al-Bashir. He had ruled for nearly 30 years. Since shortly after Bashir's overthrow, Sudan has been ruled by an uneasy transitional council government made up of members of the military and civilians. Democratic elections are supposed to be held late next year to complete a transition to a civilian government, but the leaders of the mass movement that forced Bashir from power don't trust the military or its governmental representatives. Sarah Hajj is a self-identified revolutionary based in Khartoum.
The military establishment has never been a sign of hope for us, the citizens of Sudan. In fact, since 1956, we have suffered under their rule. For me as a citizen, I am not with the status quo. It amounts to de facto military rule that I am committed to changing.
The leaders of the protests which led to Bashir's overthrow point to the comments and the actions of Sudan Armed Forces, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, days before last month's failed coup by a military faction believed loyal to Bashir. The military leader criticized the performance of the civilian members of the governing Transitional Council. During this same period, the military withdrew guards from key locations without explanation. Hajj is also critical of the recent rapprochement between Sudan and Israel. She referred to Israeli policies towards the Palestinians.
A country that does not respect basic human rights and does not recognize the Palestinian people is not good for us to have relations with, and I do not think that we the people can accept normalization with it.
Sudan's poor and unemployed had hoped that Bashir's overthrow would lead to a better life. So far, it hasn't. That's despite the fact that Sudan, which is Africa's third largest nation, has fertile farmlands, livestock, minerals, gold, other natural resources, and a longshore along the Red Sea. Mohamed El-Nair is an economic analyst based in Khartoum.
The rate of poverty in Sudan stands now at 60-80%. It's a very high rate that requires government intervention. The unemployment rate stands at 40%. These are bad indicators, especially the inflation rate at 400%. The currency exchange rate has been stable, but this is due to the lack of imports. The state should intervene.
Last year, the U.S. removed Sudan from the list of state sponsors of terrorism, leading to hopes of economic development. But political analyst Breir Ismail says civilian members of the transitional government are unable to implement needed change because high-ranking members of the military still own and control key portions of the economy. That's a holdover from the days of the Bashir dictatorship. Ismail says that the stranglehold is fueling renewed street protests like those that led to the overthrow of Bashir.
Simply, the civilian members of the current government have no access to the military side of the government. Therefore, the administrative committee is being run by the military, so their control can remain in place. I believe that the recent street protests were an extension of the December 2018 revolution.
Sudan is also facing a political and economic challenge from a powerful local leader in the eastern part of the country. He controls commerce in the country's main port. Some analysts believe Sayed Mohammed Al-Amin Tariq is aiming to take advantage of the weak central government to form a breakaway province. Tariq belongs to the party of the former dictator Bashir. Ikhlas Nimr is a veteran journalist, columnist and rights activist.
The civilian members of the government should make sure that they exercise firm control over the situation. They should solve the problem of Eastern Sudan, which is home to the main port for imports and exports. If Nasir Turk continues to control the port, the whole of Sudan will likely lose control over most of its commodities, including petroleum. The government of Abdallah Hamdok should immediately intervene without any delay to avoid a wider seizure of power.
With Sudan facing mounting political and economic instability, the future of its largely peaceful revolution of 2019 remains very much any question. For Pacifica, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari.